Tuesday Brunch with Alex from 10 until 12.
Guys, I'm Alex. It's now time for an interview. Our whole topic for today is around Volunteer and International Volunteer Day. And so we're quite closely connected with the Friends of the Children's Hospital Association. And I've got a member with me today. So welcome to RX Radio. Could you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Alex. My name is Eddie. I'm the Programs Manager for the Friends, and I'll be answering your very difficult questions today on volunteering.
So what does the Friends of the Children's Hospital Association do?
Well, we supply all the non-medical support to the parents and the patients, which is most important to us. We've been around for 39 years, so next year is a big year for us. We have play volunteers in all the wards, and that's probably the most important part of our project. Within the hospital setting, to see that the children have a smile on their faces. And being around the hospital for anybody is not a pleasant experience always, but our volunteers are in the wards Monday to Sunday to keep our children happy and play with them. Yeah.
So how did you get involved with the Friends?
I used to be a volunteer myself for many years with the Red Cross Society, and I got introduced to the Friends through the Red Cross, and then started volunteering for a couple of months, and now I'm full-time employed at the organization.
Okay, and so how long have you actually been involved for?
This is my third year, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. It's just good and nice, and makes me satisfying and fulfilled to be around this hospital every day.
So do the Friends rely heavily on volunteers?
Without the volunteers, we cannot function as an organization. So we need anybody and everybody who is available to volunteer in our organization to come out and spend some time with our children. So really, the volunteers is the Friends of the Children's Hospital Association.
And what is your view on International Volunteer Day?
I think it's amazing. I think it should be an encouragement for all out there to think about giving up time and spending time on doing something without expecting to be paid for it, to help somebody. If everybody helps somebody, then nobody's going to need help in the end.
And so today is a very important day. And what do you do generally in a general day of work for you?
Well, I have to see that all our programs are functioning. And that goes from making sure that all the volunteers are out in the wards, taking care of the children, playing with the children, reading to the children, or doing stuff on their tablets that they have available for the children. Then also make sure that the parents are taken care of, and that means we are feeding them, and we have also arts and crafts, and we run workshops with the parents. We also supply hygiene packs to all the parents sometimes who needs them, and clothes. And then when they are discharged from the hospital, and through our social work department in hospital, they would request a food parcel or food pack for them to take home. So it's really my responsibility to make sure that all these systems are in place. And then we also do a host of events for the children and the parents. And a big one is coming up next week on the 14th, where we have our Christmas parade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you think of RX Radio? Do you think it would positively benefit the patients at the hospital?
Absolutely. The best thing about the radio station for me is I like it when the youngsters sit opposite the table and asking the questions to them. I think that's really encouraging and could motivate other youngsters who is in hospital to see what is possible. So RX Radio, for me, came at the right time to the hospital, and to bring that little bit of sunshine or laughter into the lives of the children with the good music and the topics that's being discussed on your station.
So tell me a bit more about the Christmas parade that's coming up, because I've seen it before and it happens every year. So just tell me a bit about it.
The Christmas parade is our biggest event of the year. This is where we want our children to be happy. Everybody, any child that's in the hospital on their day will get a gift. We have entertainment coming out, and this year we have SABC coming out and enjoying the day with us. So it's really about putting a smile on the faces of the sick children in hospital and just have fun on the day. So we'll have all kinds of entertainment on the day. There will be stuffed things to eat, gifts to receive, and everything is for free on that day. Yeah.
That sounds really, really cool. So is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, like where your interview started, Alex, about my view on volunteering. I think it's really important for people out there to consider this option. Not necessarily around this setting, but in your community, there's stuff that you can do. There's somebody that can that you can help. And we also remember today a very important happening in the history of our country, where our beloved Mandela passed away, and he was an icon of this, giving time, giving yourself for a cause. And it's a good time for us to consider being volunteers. I would encourage everybody out there who can hear us in the wards, the little ones, the mommies and the daddies, consider being a volunteer in your organization or in your community.
Tuesday Brunch with Alex from 10 until 12.